is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. The first lesson talks about the establishment of peace in the world that was already envisioned by Isaiah, the prophet who lived 750 years before Christ. So now, this is the first part of the book of part of a sermon by Jesus himself. It's a parable about people who forget what it's all about, and for people who also remember what it's about. So I want you to think about the memory thing particularly. Let's rise for the gospel. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Remember. Remember is the big word. And in the case of the women, it was remember to have enough of your oil that you want to use for lighting the way. Remember, because there will not be another time. And we know on Remembrance Day that we remember a number of things, and I want you to help me with this. You've already started before with the announcements, because your father was mentioned, and Mr. Reitman was mentioned, and several others were mentioned. Remember the people who have fought and died from this community, from this church. And remember all those people and remember why they died. It's a very interesting thing that we have to do today, because we tend to think about Armistice Day as a day that ended the war. And we don't like war. And so the poppy that we now put on our shoulder or wherever on our jackets is a symbol that was started by a woman who was moved by in Flanders Fields. And she decided that she would wear a red silk poppy on her shoulder. And this was for her a symbol of her remembering. And the reason for remembering is also still the reason for wearing this. Because the gift of money that you put together by putting money into a box somewhere, or with the money that you put in as a collection piece, is also was started as a way to help the veterans. And that still is true. So the Legion is very involved in that. And the Legion is, the, for us, the source of the poppies. And they're also the receiver of the benefit of those poppies from all of us who have put on a red one today. I'm going to make sure that I stop at 11 o'clock. And you can all wave your hands at 11 o'clock. The other thing that I want to talk about here is remembering people. I had a number of cousins, and I could name them for you. It wouldn't mean a thing, but one of them got injured at Dieppe. Now, that word might say something to you. In every congregation I have been in for the 63rd year already, I have met people who went to war. In my first congregation, one of the most interesting things happened to me. We had two men sitting on church council, and one of them was from the Canadian Service people who was fighting for our cause in the Netherlands when they broke that dam and flooded a whole bunch of the Netherlands. And the other one, sitting opposite him, was a man who fought in the German army at the same place. And there they were sitting together in church. It was really very funny because that poor man who had come from Germany had got a job in Calgary with the garbage disposal people. And his language, his English language, reflected where he worked, if you can imagine it. So there they sat, the two of them side by side, and one was helping the other with his English because they now knew each other. I also had, in that context, I had the son of one of them, the German fellow, in my confirmation class. And when we got to the place where the seventh commandment was being discussed, thou shalt not steal, the poor boy said, I don't think I can say that, because when we were hungry in the wartime, we stole to live. And then there's other situations like that in my life as a pastor that have sort of forced me to think about Remembrance Day quite differently. Whenever we toll the bells, I have a story from my home congregation. The congregation had built a new church in 1937. Okay? So very, very similar church to this one, tiles, wise, everything. And my uncle and aunt, great uncle and aunt, bought a bell for that church. And after many, many, many years later, one day they started to toll that bell for somebody's death, and it sounded wrong. It sounded like clang, clang, instead of bong, bong. And so the congregation said, who can go up there and check out what has to be done with this bell? They sent my brother-in-law up there because he happened to be the chairperson of the church council. And so he went up there and he found out that the bell had cracked, just like the Liberty Bell in the U.S., okay? And then they sent off to Germany now to get the repair bill for having this bell repaired. And they were told it would cost an awful lot of money. So they said, we'll do it differently. We'll get electronics like that, and we'll have the bell at electric forever after. Since that time, every time I've told this story in a congregation, people have got busy and gone up to see whether the bell up there got bent out of shape too. Anyway, what happened when I told the story as a
chaplaincy devotion at the university, there were people from Elmira there, and they were helping me with the university. And so they quickly ran up into the choir, the bell tower, to check their bell, and found out that they hadn't turned it either in all the years, so the choir always went in the same place, and that's what cracked the bell. And so they went up there and turned the bell, so now they turn it every year a little bit. And that preserved one bell from my life. Anyway, to tell more stories about a remembering like that. We had in one congregation, one that I served in England, a man who was in the artillery of the British Army, and he was sent over to North Africa where the big guns were booming out, and he had one issue that happened that moved him straight back home, and that is the firing pin didn't work quite right, and the big gun took his arm away. And so he was no longer able to serve in the armed services. That was the one day he spent in the army. But it was a very notable thing. A cousin of mine, as I mentioned before, was one who died, he was injured in India. But we had, is it ready? Oh, I've got 2 5 minutes. Okay, we'll finish this afterwards. The bell should toll now, right? Okay, we'll move for silence and listen carefully for the bell for 2 minutes, okay?
Now I want to remind all of us about another death that affects us, and that's the death of Jesus. And we think of Jesus in terms of our Savior and Lord, and we need to remember that also
in all of our dealings with humanity. He suffered and died for us so that all sins could be forgiven, and were forgiven. He rose again for our justification. And it is Jesus who said, here in his love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave himself for us. That's quite a significant set of words for me, because that set of words puts our love in his domain, and Jesus is the one who died for our salvation. We think about the death of many soldiers at this time who saved our life for peace. And we think about that Remembrance Day, but we also remember constantly in our lives the fact that Jesus is the Savior of humanity, and Jesus has died for all the world, and we need to remember that it is the love of God. When Jesus came as a baby, the heavens broke out, and two things were said: glory to God and peace to humanity. And that is the peace that our whole world seeks all the time. There's a huge thing happening in Paris today because they're celebrating the day that they were relieved from war. And that's what happened. It will happen, in fact, now also in Ottawa, the area of the government buildings. And that's one of the things that we have seen over and over again. Now, if you think about the bells ringing, think about the places all over the place that you know that observe that silence with you in order to remember the peace that is ours by virtue of people. At church, I think we also need to say the one person who is so key to our life of peace is our Lord Jesus. Keep that in mind as we worship from this point on.